Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And we're in a phase right now where we're at the hands and the mercy of COVID, and I think a lot of programs across the country are doing the same thing where they're trying to figure out from week to week what's going to happen. And there's things out of our control. We talk about that with our guys and the adversity that you have to contend with, but our guys have been really resilient. Right now we're 3-2 overall. We're 2-1 in our league. And last weekend we played on Friday, and we typically do back-to-backs in our league. In the second game, we weren't able to play because of, the other team, one of their players coming down with the virus. So we were just left with one game, and so that's been a challenge. But our guys are doing well. I love our guys. They play extremely hard. They play together. I mean, I think we have a group that's very cohesive on the court. And we have multiple guys that can make plays out there on the floor. And, you can see that in our stats a little bit. We don't have somebody that's just astronomical with their numbers, like 20 a game or anything like that. But, we have guys in the 14, 13 range, and then we have guys in the 10 and 9 range. So I like that balance with our team.
Now, Coach, you've played five games so far, and just considering what we're going through in our country with the pandemic raging everywhere, to play five games, you can see yourself very lucky because some guys haven't played one or two so far.
Yeah, I look at a team like Siena, and they played Monmouth for the first time the other day, or maybe it was yesterday, and so I mean we're blessed to even get one game in, and I think when our guys do play, they play as if this could be our last game. I think everybody can go back to March of last year, and especially during the tournament season. And it was just all taken away in the blink of an eye. So we're very appreciative of being able to step out on the floor and play a kid's game, and hopefully, with our fingers crossed, we'll continue to do that this weekend.
That's about that, Coach. Though for me, March 11th is my birthday. I'm at the
Yeah.
Hawks Knicks game, and I get the text, season's getting postponed. Then I
Yeah.
then the day after, everything else is shut down. So how was it? Trying to now, getting your seniors take off the jerseys for the last time, like they want to. Now seniors get that hug the coach, hug at last moment, and they robbed of that. So how was that for your staff to go from togetherness, all that good structure for the kids in school, going from on campus to virtual and having to learn online, which would be hard for me, Coach. I can't do that. It'd be hard for me, man. So
I
and
hear
just to
you.
been away from you guys, how was that whole process from my birthday to came back in the summertime there?
It was tough because, as you said, you don't get those last hugs, and then you can even stretch it beyond March and into May. You don't get a chance to see your seniors and watch them walk down the aisle and get there and get up on that stage and collect their degrees and all of that stuff. So it was really tough. And then when we had to recruit in the spring, we couldn't go back out and see these kids and do our normal home visits and school visits and do all that stuff. And we had to bring these guys, and recruit them virtually and make them, I forced them to commit
Yes.
virtually. So it was tough from that standpoint. They didn't get to know their teammates really until, and I would say Zoom doesn't allow you to really get the feel of your teammates. You can know their names and see their faces, but you really need that one-on-one in-person contact and communication just to know that. And then we weren't able to get back on campus until August, around the
Wow.
10th of August. So we had all that time in between. And typically we're having our summer session where we're learning, the different nuances of our offense and defensive schemes, but more importantly, just getting to know each other and having that bond, you creating that bond during that time, and we didn't have that. So we had to really just throw everything in the bag in October and go get after it.
Most definitely. Same here, Coach. I saw my staff since March 14th. In
Yeah.
my party I had, and I shouldn't have had a party, but I did on the 14th of March anyway. I want to
Right.
celebrate one more
Just
time,
forget
Coach.
that.
Yeah,
I'm getting
so I haven't seen myself since March 14th, so I can only imagine trying to build a team and build chemistry and build rapport over Zoom with new guys coming from different parts of the world, different backgrounds, and getting October. How was trying to install stuff when you really couldn't have the time to get on the court with them, get them learning concepts? So are you playing more basic concepts now? You don't have everything in you want because of have to kind of learn on the fly right now.
Yeah, you know, I think the great thing for us is we had some senior leaders and some guys that came back from this past year that were able to incorporate some we were able to incorporate some things earlier. And then remember when we got back, we couldn't do any contact because of the protocols.
Most
So
definitely.
we had to do everything 5-on-0 or in little small groups. So we tried to create some competition just in our 5-on-0 offense and doing stuff like that and shooting competitions and so that's how we incorporated that. But you don't get that sense of who you are because we didn't get the summer. We didn't get a chance to go 5-on-5 and pick up all that stuff and know who we had. And our first game wasn't until December 8th.
Yeah, I
So you
saw.
think about the normal schedule that you're playing, you know, maybe an exhibition. Typically we'll have a closed scrimmage against another D1 opponent. You'll have two non-D1s maybe, and then you have some other opponents home or away in your non-conference. And our first game was again on December 8th against Kansas State. So welcome back to college, or you know, for our freshmen, hey, here's your baptism right now against the Big 12 opponent. So it was tough, but our guys have, again, they've been resilient. They've been very good in this whole scenario, and we just are excited whenever we get a chance to play.
And coach, your guys could have won that game. You played, I know it was the first game of the year, you get left with an L on the road, but the fact of the matter is, you hadn't been doing anything. It's December 8th, and your guys competed that hard. Having the first time playing together just gives you hope to know, hey, I may have some here.
Yeah, you know, I think that was that first moment where you think about, you know, whether it's guys who came back or your returning guys or new guys, and you saw them, you know, under the lights and together, and there was some adversity during the game, and we found out how some guys can respond to it, and you know, from that point on, you know, our guys really started believing that, you know, we do have something. We have some guys that can play. We have some guys that can finish and do some different things out there on the court. And the one thing that we were just waiting on is just all the chemistry and all that stuff to intermingle and come together. And you know, we're still searching. We're still looking for our identity, but especially with some pauses that we've had in our schedule. But you know, we're trying to get that rhythm and get to the point where, you know, by the end of the season, you know, we're clicking on all cylinders.
Coach, you mentioned playing those back-to-backs in conference play. So, do you hold stuff back on night one that you want to maybe spring on them on night two, or you want to show some of the whole thing, and then hopefully they can adjust to it or not? Whatever you're gonna do, the whole two the mini series you're playing, because I figure that first night is kind of gonna base what you'll do on night two there.
Yeah, you know, I think on the first night, I don't try to hold back. If there's something that we want to take advantage of from an offensive end against our opponent on the defensive side, we want to try to do that and capitalize on that right away. Because again, you never know when that game, you know, what's going to happen in game two. So our first priority is in game one, concentrate there. Don't hold anything back. We are cognizant of the minutes that we want to play. You know, some of our guys just to make sure they're fresh, and I think we have depth enough to be able to do that because day two is the struggle to be
Oh,
honest with you
yes.
from a mental and physical standpoint. So we want to make sure that you know we're doing right by our guys in that first game, and you know we're very heavy and conscious of the minutes that our guys are playing. But there's nothing we hold back. You know, we want to win that first night, and if it means that we play 45 minutes instead of 40, we got to do it. And then you know, we see what happens in that second game.
And now, coach, teaching your young men about adversity. You know, this 2020 was a year for young men to learn. This is life. You know, I'm 33. You know, so I'm a little older than your guys are, but they're not quite understanding that this is what life throws you. How'd you kind of use this opportunity to teach your young guys about, hey, this is part of life that you're gonna live for the next 40, 50 years, hopefully, and deal with adversity to help overcome stuff you can't control.
Yeah, you know, we do certain things with our guys, and in fact, we were, you know, watching the documentary, The Playbook, and you know, Doc Rivers was talking about adversity and especially during a time like this. But he talked about his 2008 Boston Celtics team and some things were going. Actually, he was talking about the Clippers when he's and Donald Sterling and all the things that went on with him, and he just told his team, "We're not going to be the victims." And so that was a great thing for us to tell our guys, we're not going to be the victim in this thing with the coronavirus. It's something out of our control. You know, we can only, you handle and take care of the things that are right in front of us that we can control. So that's working hard, you know, that's showing up on time, putting in the work. And, you know, so that's our message. And like you said, it's hard for, you know, kids 18 to 23 years of age that haven't gone through as much life as we have. But we can try to help them as much as we can. And so we're doing a lot of those little small things that can help them put things in perspective.
And coach, this year you're going to really learn who loves basketball, because this is hard. You got to stop, start. You don't know if you're going to play, not going to play. You just got to be flexible at all times. So you're going to really learn about your guys. Who are those dogs who love the game and who just want to wear pull on the jersey? Yeah, I'm a player. But who really, really love this game and really wants to be a baller, because you got to really self-start. This year is about self-starting, because you can't be have coach with you all the time. You can't be always be with your guys. So this year is going to really show who you really – is a dog for your squad going forward.
No question about it.
And also,
yeah, no question. I think you cut off a little bit.
Am I back, coach? I think I'm back now. I see you.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Now, coach, also with the Bucks, man, how'd you all respond to the Bucks doing the boycott in the NBA playoffs with what happened up the road from you guys in Kenosha? So how'd you handle that with your young men? We're trying to teach them about, hey, just be very vigilant with the cops. You know, things can go bad if you react a certain way. So how'd you kind of use that, what the Bucks did, and knowing it's right in your backyard, teach your young men about that as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of life lessons that our guys have gone through from March and until this point. And the first thing that we told our guys is that we have your back no matter what. And, you know, some of our guys wanted to protest and you know, peaceful protest and do all those things. And that was something I wasn't going to hold them back from. And, you know, the one thing I did want to make sure of that they knew why they were protesting, they knew why they were marching, they understood, you know, the circumstances of which they were doing that. So I wanted them to have information and research and do all that stuff and not just do things blindly. So our guys knew that that we supported them. And regarding the Bucks and their statement and boycotting one of the games in the bubble, you know, that's something that within their organization, within that team, they felt that was right. And I think it was well received by the NBA community and all the other teams. And certainly, you know, when we look at it from afar, you know, we understood, you know, why they were doing that. And there was a purpose behind that. So, you know, our guys, I think, are very socially conscious of things that are going on. We help them with that. And we talk to them all the time about those, what has transpired and how we deal with it and how we become men and address it the right way.
And coach, what a lot of guys realize and listeners realize that as a head coach, you're like a father figure, you're the brother, you're the friend, you're the mentor, you're the counselor. It's more as X's and O's. I mean, you're like these guys quasi everything. You know, you're like that once, you're like the Walmart, the one-stop shop for everything they need is Coach Baldwin. So tell listeners about how your role as a head coach is more than just X's and O's.
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's sometimes in our timeouts that I have to tell our guys, or even when we're going through scouting report, that we'll say this game is not about a play. This game is not about, you know, what they're doing to us. It's about here. It's about your heart. It's about your toughness. It's about all of that stuff. And certainly we understand that now that, you know, my role isn't just about whether I can draw up a play or, you know, put a scheme together. It's about the whole gamut of things that I have to control and help our young men with. It's off the court thing. It's the mental challenges that they're going through right now. It's the stop and go of playing one day and not being able to play the next. And, you know, how we have to regroup and help our guys get through that, because it's a challenge when you're getting prepared to play and then next thing you know, they're telling you can't. You know, so we understand all the roles that we have to play and, you know, the backgrounds of our kids that and where they come from. You know, we probably have to have more of an arm around their shoulder than the cuss that, you know, beating them down. You know, we have to love on them a little bit more and take care of them from that standpoint. And that's okay with me. That's what I signed up for. That's what I love to do. We know that this is a 24/7 gig that we have. And our guys, we hope they, and we truly feel they appreciate what we do for them.
Coach Ball, well, thank you for your time. It's always good to talk to you. We all do this once a year, man. Hopefully, you guys keep on winning, man. I'll be cheering for you guys up there for the Panthers, man. Best luck to you in the Horizon League. Be safe, Coach.
No, I appreciate that. Let me know if Trey gives up those 30 points. I know he's going to score about 40, but he might give up 30.
Already know how it is, Coach.
Just as long as they win by 10.
That's all we're about, Coach. Give up 30. Get there, right? Hey, Coach, you be safe. We'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Jer.
Anytime.
All right, take care now.
You too now.